Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review, Conan O'Brien Can't Stop. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Film.
And I'm Mr. Movie. And while most of us are aware of the recent controversy over The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien and the battle between Conan, Jay Leno, and NBC executives, and we know NBC and Conan reached an agreement canceling his contract, putting Leno back in The Tonight Show chair, which eventually led Conan to his current home on TBS hosting a late-night talk show. What happened in between, however, is the subject of the documentary Conan O'Brien Can't Stop, released by Aberrama.
I'm really angry at times. Sometimes I'm so mad I can't even breathe.
If there's ever been a time in my life to just say, to hell with it, it's now.
It started out as a small idea. What if I could just go out there and put on a show for them?
My own show again. I can't wait to have my own show again.
Walk of Death, let's do it.
This is a cool opportunity for me. This is my opportunity to tell you who I am, how I grew up, and how I came to be. Do you want to hear this story? It's a pretty good story.
Most diehard Conan fans are aware of his recent live concert tour between his talk show transition, and the documentary offers a rare behind-the-scenes look at Conan during the development and touring of his concert. But those more interested in the actual story behind the late-night battles will likely be disappointed by this documentary. There really are no insights about what happened. And while the documentary starts off quite well, we get Conan talking about his feelings about the whole debacle, often in very hilarious ways. At about the halfway mark, it really starts to lose focus and become more about the trials and tribulations of doing a major concert tour. Now, I have to say, Mr. Film, that I'm a fan of Conan O'Brien, and I did see his concert tour, which was awesome, by the way. But for those who have seen it, much of the documentary is really a retelling of that. And while it's fun to relive some of those moments and see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, it left me a little wanting. I mean, okay, I get it. Conan can't stop performing, and he has this obsession for being in front of an audience. But we really don't get down to the root of where that comes from or what it's all about. And anyone who's followed Conan over the years knows that he's had some very good things to say about his admiration for Johnny Carson, his love for The Tonight Show, and about comedy and his own comedic style. And if you haven't seen his closing remarks on his final Tonight Show, go find them on YouTube, because I think that really epitomizes what Conan and his humor style is really all about. But we don't get that here. In fact, we get a darker side of Conan, of how he sometimes uses humor to jab at his colleagues, as well as his frustrations of being on the road and being damn near close to a complete burnout. And that's fine and fairly revealing, but it's also disappointing because the movie never really makes a point. And that's a big letdown because Conan was really the only one who appeared to act principled in the whole NBC Tonight Show fiasco. And one would hope that he would be a little more principled about a documentary that was made about him. But I think we also have to understand that giving up The Tonight Show was a huge disappointment for Conan O'Brien. And when he says he was very angry about the whole ordeal, I think we have to take him at his word. Sure, he jokes about it, but this movie really is raw Conan right after this hugely affecting event in his life that was not a pleasant experience. So I think for those who might complain that this movie puts a dark or ominous cloud over his humor, we should also remember to kind of cut him a little slack here. Now, all that being said, I laughed out loud numerous times during the documentary. The first half was very good and extremely funny. About the halfway point, like I mentioned, I got a little antsy and it lost momentum. But again, because of the lack of focus was really the problem here, I still chuckled a few times to the end. So for fans of Conan, definitely check this out. You will laugh out loud many times. But if you're not a fan, you're not really missing anything either. So I'm going to give this a B.
All right, Mr. Movie. I'm with you on this film. I actually was left a lot wanting with this picture, particularly since, unlike you, I didn't see the live show. So I had no moments to really relive. And unfortunately, I was also left a little wanting in terms of O'Brien. His angsty, passive-aggressive behavior got kind of old pretty quick. And quite honestly, I wish that the film took a more narrative approach with its subject and talk about Conan's bio, his motivations, even his theory of comedy as he began mounting his show. And that's probably available in other places. And as you said, there, you know, monologue he did on the Tonight Show is a great piece of work. I wish we got more of that kind of stuff here.
Yeah, me too.
Or I wish it had stuck to all of the work getting the show ready, with the producers and booking and figuring out ways to, you know, what order they should hit the various cities, etc. It talked a bit more about to some of those people involved. And heck, at least interview Andy Richter for God's sake. He barely gets 3 seconds of airtime. I know it's all about – this is about Conan. But I wish we could have gotten a little bit more, maybe more of some of the other people instead of Conan and his assistant and their little shtick. What we get here, what we also get is something here that is self-indulgent, superficial, and I have to say, for me, ultimately rather dull. I laughed a couple of times, but was at most amused occasionally. Now, the worst thing for me, though, is that I sort of like Conan less now that I've spent some up close and personal time with you with him. And I'm with you. I get it. You know, this is kind of a bad time. We've all had bad times. And I don't know if I would have wanted a camera in my face and some of my dark, you know, some of my periods when I'd had some, you know, personal or professional sorts of troughs. But that's he produced and directed this film. It was his decision to do that. Yeah. So you know, that's a problem. So creative people can be difficult to be around, but they shouldn't be unpleasant as often as O'Brien comes off as in this picture. So I'm giving this a B minus. I was kind of on the edge of a B minus C plus, but I am giving this a B minus since it did keep my attention for the 90-minute runtime.
Yeah, I can really see where you're coming from, Mr. Film, and you're right. I mean, that's really what's missing here is a narrative. And I think, you know, for contrast, to show how this can be done really well, and even in the comedy, you know, a documentary about a comedian, go see Jerry Seinfeld's documentary Comedian, because that is a great, great movie. I saw that in theaters many, many years ago, and I found it extremely inspiring. It's really about this was a time when Jerry Seinfeld threw out his whole act and started fresh and just documented the creation of an act. But that really focused the narrative. And there's not really a voiceover or a narration in it, but there is a telling of a story in that. And it is great. It is really great. And if you have any interest in comedy or whatnot, you have to see Comedian with Jerry Seinfeld. That documentary is fantastic. So, you know, there's a high bar out there already, and, you know, I think, unfortunately, Conan kind of missed it here. Yeah. So, you know, and I agree with you about it making Conan look in a little bit less, positive light. Like I said, I think we have to cut him some slack, but on the other hand, he did choose to put this out there, and everybody to take a look at it. So, you know, If you want to, if you want to maintain, you know, a more positive outlook of Conan, maybe skip this. But it's also an interesting episode and chapter in his life. And I think diehard fans, it might be interesting to take a look at this as well. So I'm kind of on the fence, too, in terms of, you know, should you see it or not. I know it is available right now for you can rent it from iTunes for, I think, $7 or something. So
yeah, it's about $7.
It's fairly accessible at this point. You know, I think hardcore fans, you'll want to check this out. But if you miss it, you know, you're not really missing much. But definitely go see Comedian if you haven't seen that. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah. And Vince Vaughn did a picture a couple years ago about his a comedy tour he put together. I think it was the Wild West Show, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. And he brought a bunch of young comedians together. So that's almost more – that's more about the individual comedians. And it's kind of almost like a concert. It's kind of a strange – almost like a concert film to a certain extent, but it is about them putting together almost as they're going along. And that was the whole plan. They were going to do like 30 cities in 30 days or something. And it's about them like booking this as they're driving across country and all their and how they're promoting it and these young guys who are hungry for their big break. And so that is more of that tour side of it. The Seinfeld piece obviously is more about the creative side of it. So I think there are some other pictures out there like this that work a little bit better. I hope that maybe someday they'll put out maybe a concert version of the tour that he put on. And maybe we'll get that, and that might be a nice companion. This will almost become a companion piece to that concert film. So we'll see.
All right.
So that ends this show. Check us out on iTunes. Please subscribe. It's free. Please leave a comment. Let us know what you're thinking about the show at mail@moviefilmshow.com or just visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. And so, see you next show, Mr. Movie.
All right, I'll see you, Mr. Film. Trailer here.
Funny, funny, funny. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Jump around in the thingamabob. Play guitar, play guitar.
Okay. And if you haven't seen his closing remarks on his final Tonight Show, go find them on YouTube, because I think that really epitomizes what Conan and his humor style is really all about.
I sort of like Conan less now